Hello, hello.
Hola.
Hola, ay, pero mire, estas colombianitas.
Sí.
Hablando español. I love it. Welcome, guys, to our mini-sode called Your Receipts, Tus Recibos, yes. And this is basically the episode where we go through your dilemmas and we, you know, try and help you out a little bit, you know? Like the best Agni aunts that we can be.
Agni sisters.
Agni sisters.
Do you know what, I can't lie, you're auntie, you know?
I actually am.
You're the auntie.
The girls are significantly younger than me.
Yeah, the girls
really are the girls aunties. That are going through it are significantly younger.
The best Agni aunts, best-selling Agni aunts. Yeah, let's go into introducing ourselves.
It's your girl, Tolly T.
Just call me Audrey.
And your mamacita Malena Sanchez.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I feel really happy today.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
Feeling funky fresh.
Yeah, hungover, but happy.
That's good.
That's good. Just so random, but I was listening to Bow Wow, Surely Like Mine, on the way here, right?
Oh my God, that's a banger.
Banger. You know when he said the red rum to my pimpin, yeah? I used to think he was a lyrical genius when he said that.
The red rum to my pimpin.
I knew the murderer.
Yeah, because it was red rum backwards is murderer. So it was it spells murderer.
I didn't know that. Information to me.
So it was like, I knew that when I went into this one, she would be the red rum of my pimpin. And I was like, oh, he's a fucking lyrical genius. Yeah. I mean, it's shit.
No, give Bow Wow his flowers.
But sure.
No, have you seen him in Fast and Furious 9? First of all, that needs to stop.
Sorry, Fast and Furious is still there.
I've never seen one.
No, do you know what it is? It's not even action anymore. It falls under the category comedy because it was that laughable.
I'm sorry, they need to just allow Fast and Furious. Yeah, is Tyrese still in it?
Of course they are. And then Ludacris and Tyrese ended up in space.
Do you know
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, they need to allow it. Down to the graphics, like it's so unrealistic.
Been going since I was a young teenager.
No, honestly, yeah. I remember the first one.
Yeah, like it's enough.
No, it really
Let's
is.
Let's start commissioning new ideas,
please. Give Vin Diesel a break. Let him rest.
Old shit and remakes. I'm so bored of adaptations.
It's enough.
Remakes. It's just annoying.
So many people have ideas. Honestly. And
But you know what I think as well? Because there was a scene in there where it was like based in London. And anytime I see like a London scene in a movie, I'm like, where the fuck was I?
Mm.
Like, I didn't hear about no road closures.
I mean, you just wouldn't, would you? Yeah. I remember one time the bill was getting filmed near me and I was trying my darned ass
to be
hardest. I just kept walking up and down and I was still in school at the time. I just kept walking up and down and I don't think I ever made it to the bill.
Oh,
but yeah, should we start our dilemmas?
Let's get into it.
Okay, the first one. I mean, straight away, I feel like I know what I'm finna say.
Leave him.
The title is, my BFF is the side chick. What am I finna say?
That's not your business.
Thank you. Y'all know me so well. I didn't make an accent thing again. I hate me. so much. You guys know me so well. Okay. Hi, girls. I'm going to jump right in. Not even you love us.
Exactly. No love.
All right, sis. Hi, girls. I'm going to jump right in. My best friend and I have known each other for over a decade. We're both 25 now. A few years ago, she met a guy, Simon, and introduced him into the rotation of fuck buddies. Okay.
Okay.
We were both living our best single lives at the time, so the fact that Simon had a girlfriend didn't surprise or bother me. I turned a blind eye because I thought it wasn't my place to judge and it would quickly fizzle out. 3 years later...
Wrong.
That's not just a fuck buddy.
Nah, that spark is still there.
Three years later, they still see each other regularly and it is clearly involved to more than just casual sex. Mm. They hang out with his friends, started a side hustle together.
That's wild.
Wow.
She took side.
Sex was not enough.
She said side everywhere. Yeah, side exactly. Hustle, side chick, everything. Wow. Side to side, side hustle mate. Together, mate.
Play side to side, mate.
All of it. They even had sex in his apartment while his girlfriend was sleeping upstairs.
Wait. Oh, because she's come as a brethren. That's why.
Oh, the girlfriend just didn't know she was there.
No. What kind possible. Of sleep are you sleeping?
Well, if he did that, he's mental.
I think he's mental. I've slowly lost respect for my friend over the years, and she knows I don't support the situation. I find myself avoiding her because I find it extremely toxic and emotionally draining to be around her. She's very comfortable being the side and talks about their antics proudly. She's an only child, so
what's the correlation?
And has no other close girlfriends and comes from a very strict family. I'm the only person that knows the full extent of the situation. We've been through a lot together, and it's sad to see how this has played out. I wish I could give her a kick up the ass and get her back together. But sometimes I think the end to all of this foolishness is only one DM away to Simon's girlfriend. From who?
That sounded like a dun dun dun.
Sorry, who are you saying?
No, exactly. She's mad.
Do it if you're bad.
She's actually mad.
About. Okay, thank you for the lovely advice.
No.
I mean, that wasn't so lovely. I discovered your podcast during lockdown, and I'm obsessed with you all. Big love.
She did the love at the end. Yeah, no.
Still stands facial fund in this one for me.
Honestly, like still the stands. Thing is, I can't. I'm obviously you take on your friends' situations if they're sad or whatever. But
this ain't sad.
But I'm not She's not sad. I'm not gonna like be more sad about a situation than the person in the situation.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? And I feel like okay, morally it goes against your moral code, whatever. But you've told her this. That's all you need to do. As the person that disagrees, you let them know and you keep it moving.
That's it.
I don't get why you're so invested. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and to even suggest that there's a possibility that you're going to go to the girlfriend as a woman is absolutely that's mad.
You're
do
very
not do
mad.
That. Do
you're
not do
very
that.
Very mad for that.
Do yeah, not just do that.
Don't be her friend then. It's really not by force.
I don't even think it should be up to a point of not being friends. If one of you lot are doing shit that I didn't agree with, like, I can't lie, I don't agree with that.
And just keep
if
it
anything,
pushing.
Don't come to me with it. I find it uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If morally, let's say you lot stole every week, right? If morally, I didn't agree with that. If you came to tell me, I think I stole this hat, I'd be like, but you stop telling me that. I don't like it. You're like, I don't want to be involved. I don't like it. It goes against my moral compass. Mm. I'm not with that shit. And if my friend was a side chick, would I want to know the stories? I can't lie, I would.
I would. Especially if they're coming with stories that they're fucking whilst the girlfriend is upstairs.
Like,
bro,
lying.
How did you do it? Did you make noise?
Exactly. I'll just be like, you're mad, you know?
Yeah.
And just keep it moving. But I couldn't see myself being this invested to the point of like, yeah, no, I don't understand it.
Yeah, just, I would just be, you're moving
mad.
Yeah,
your friend
you know?
Is happy. Yeah. And obviously, I mean, people's moral compasses are different, innit?
Like, it will be but be careful. What you're doing is mad.
Exactly.
I will express what I think is wrong.
Yeah, you're definitely, do you know what? This reminds me of something that my therapist said. Like, sometimes we project our standards onto other people.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
What is right for you is not right for someone else or not wrong for someone else. Do you know what I mean? That's you. Like, so you can't project that onto her. So please, like, if she's meant to get, they've been doing it for 3 years. If they were going to get caught, they would have been caught by now. They obviously know what they're doing.
And they're taking more risks.
Exactly. So that's on them.
They're risk takers. They love it. They're here for it. It's got nothing to do with
it. If you haven't told her that you disagree with it, tell her, I think you're moving mad. And if you don't want to hear it, tell her you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it.
There's other things to talk about.
Don't you dare think that you're going to be able to.
If you DM Simon's girlfriend,
you're actually a bitch. I'm not going to lie.
No.
That's actually wild.
No, straightening is happening. A bit of straightening will need to happen.
A little bit of straightening needs to happen around the neck. A little tap
shake.
On the neck.
Two shakes.
You're right.
That's insane.
That's wild.
Okay. Next dilemma, is
you're
it
third,
me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hi, ladies. I know you guys hear it all of the time, but I obviously need to start by acknowledging how amazing you guys are.
Why, thank you.
My friends and I have been on this journey from the start, and watching you all grow has literally been amazing. You have helped us all through some tough times, make us laugh every week, and sometimes even cry. You are each so unique and amazing, and I'm so grateful for this podcast.
Thank you.
The last girl was bad vibes. She didn't start like that.
Melina.
Low-key.
We're kidding.
Jokes. Okay, so my dilemma. So I'm dating this new guy. We've been on a few dates and I can tell he's really into me. Mm-hmm. I like him too.
Nice.
We have a fun time together. He's funny, kind, affectionate. We have really similar interests and taste in music. And although we've not had sex yet, the sexual chemistry is strong.
Okay.
However, I'm not sure if he's ambitious enough for me. I know this seems silly to be analysing only a few dates in, but I want to figure this out now so that if I want to end things and decide this is a deal breaker, I can do so before anyone gets attached or strong feelings are involved. Fair. Some context. We are both law students, me 21 and just graduated, him 23 and just finished his diploma, the master's you need to be a lawyer.
Okay.
I am very ambitious and have clear and big plans for my career. I am by no means saying that he is unambitious. He has studied law for 5 years.
Fair.
But he told me a few things in passing that have stuck with, that have stuck in my head. Silly him. One, and she put bullet points.
No, sometimes they flop themselves, man. That's another conversation.
That's when you make them too comfortable.
They just get too excited.
You should have told me that. I can't lie. I look at you different.
They get too excited. Yeah.
Number one, he lost his part-time job in the first lockdown and hasn't really searched for one since.
Okay.
Two, he has decided he doesn't want to be a lawyer. I don't either, but has literally zero clue what he wants to do with the future.
Okay.
Three, he told me he didn't try very hard in uni and wrote his dissertation in 10 days.
Okay, but did he pass?
Four, he made a joke about feeling like a waster with all of the jobs I do and internships I have lined up. I haven't even told him about all of my future plans yet, and him feeling inadequate makes me cringe. Is this guy lazy? He's in a couple of bands. Oh, no.
Oh.
He's in a couple of bands and puts a lot of time into his music.
People have bad mind. But the like he won't date a bander. What's your call in a band?
A band member.
A bander.
Oh, God.
Go on, sorry.
He's in a couple of bands and puts a lot of time into his music, but the lack of knowing what he wants to do with his future makes me wonder if dating him is worth continuing. Am I just being weird? He is only 23, but my ex was incredibly ambitious, also studying law, but an aspiring entrepreneur, already doing amazing things and making great money. The ex was severely lacking in other areas.
Oh, when are they not? To say.
They always are. Emotional intelligence, kindness, etc. Laugh out loud. But I think I may just be getting so worked up about this because I'm comparing these guys. Don't be afraid to tell me if I'm just being weird and overanalyzing things. Thank you, girls.
You're definitely not just dilemma. Being weird.
When have we ever been afraid?
Exactly.
Absolutely being weird. But one thing I would say from the get-go is you can't compare, though. Because I feel like we do ourselves like such a disservice doing that, because two people are never going to be the same. Do you know what I mean? So there's no point doing that, because somebody is always going to lack somewhere. And then that means the person that is lacking in that kind of like ambitious area in your situation, you'll just end up looking at them like, yeah, this really isn't it. Yeah. So take that person out of the equation and see it for what it actually is.
But it's really hard to not compare. Because sometimes I'll be comparing to the man of my imagination.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even a real person. I'm like, yeah, but this is the person I want. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Dream guy would be more ambitious.
Yeah.
Like,
Dream guy would hug me.
Yeah, exactly. But you're right. She shouldn't compare. It is long to compare. But I also do understand her. Not the ick, but the like, oh, this makes me question.
She's definitely got the ick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes me question you.
Because in my mind, I want you to do better than me. I want you to have more money than me.
Do you know what it is?
But also, I'll let them off because of the age.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, you guys are young, and it's like, the thing is, okay, I see where she's coming from, because we can look back now and be like, oh, you're young, it's okay not to know what you want to do. Mm. But when you're in that age, you think you're grown, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You see things and you're taking people at face value for what they are, and she's just seeing it as he doesn't have a plan, blah, blah, blah. It's only in hindsight that you can look back and be like, oh, like no one knows what they want to do, blah, blah, blah. I don't actually think you're being that unreasonable. I like the fact that you're analysing a situation before you go forth and prosper with it.
Yeah.
It's good to like self-reflect on situations. Mm-hmm. However, I do think like, I do think relax a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think kind of
I think carry on dating him. I think if you like him and this is the only thing, I don't think that this is worth locking it off for.
Also, that boy knows what he wants to do.
Yeah, he does. He wants to make his music.
He wants to be a musician.
Exactly.
And he's just scared to say it out loud. He knows 100%. Exactly what he wants to do.
And especially because he went from studying law, it's quite a dramatic transition.
That's what he wants to do.
He's
sort of just scared to say it out loud. And also, when you have that kind of dream, it feels really unrealistic.
Yeah.
So many people don't make it in the creative world. Like, so many people don't make it. So it feels a bit embarrassing.
Mm.
I know people that make music and you ask them what they do, they never say it.
Yeah.
They never say, I'm a musician. True. They're really because you think to say it, it's like people are like, oh, have you done anything I've heard
of? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they feel like, because they haven't blown.
Even I tell people I'm a writer, they're like, oh, have you written anything I've seen? I'm like it feels embarrassing.
You don't need the publications I write for, honey.
So it feels really like, oh, I don't know, like, you haven't done enough. So he knows exactly what he wants to do. And I think, if he's good, it's not like you're saying his music is shit or whatever. That's a likely, that can blow, that can pop off for him sort of thing. There's many people who we haven't heard of but are massive musicians and are making their money and doing what they need to do. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
And like, listen, a lot of people are big in Asia, you know? don't sleep.
But I have bare people big in Asia.
Big, like some
blue are still big in Asia.
People we think fell off. They've got like a massive big like, in cult Asia. Following yeah, in yeah, other yeah, continents. Yeah. You know what I mean? Look at us, like speaking this into his life. I love that for him.
Like I think everyone's dating him. Yeah, I think even. Yeah, I think even him saying that, oh yeah, I did my dissertation in 10 days, I think I was him trying to be cool. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, yeah, you know, yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's still passed, obviously, because you said he graduated.
So he's And also, he still has that.
Yeah.
So even if music doesn't work and he's like, I can actually, no, I'll be a lawyer again.
Yeah.
Or I'll find something else.
100%. And he has that in him because law's not an easy thing to study.
At all.
So the fact that he got through that says he definitely has
He has ambition. Yeah.
And also, maybe he wants to rest. Like, I feel like after you study something so intense and now he's just kicking back, just relaxing more. And I just wouldn't take this on so massively. Just you continue doing what you're doing, having your plans and whatever happens, happens.
And also, you would rather him saying these things and actually being himself than pretending to be this ambitious guy and this is what I'm going to do, because that's not him. So he's literally telling you the truth.
Do you know what also? I feel that women are more vocal about their ambition than men are.
Yeah.
I think we're a lot more, it's and I want to do this. Yeah, and I think a little part of us, because we feel like we have to be.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm a girl that's it's got a, plans. Yeah, like, I'm a good girl with a 5-year plan.
Yeah. Even if you don't believe it.
Yeah,
because no one really wants to go around saying like that they don't know what to do.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Because it makes you sound a bit hicky hagger. But I think that, just let that man do what he's doing.
Let that man live.
And if it's really bad, more things will show themselves.
Exactly.
And then you'll be like, yeah, no.
And also your ex, okay, he had all the ambition, but he wasn't kind.
Where was everything else?
And he was cold with no emotional intelligence. So you kind of got to pick your battles.
Mm-hmm. Pick what you want to lack.
Yeah. Right, next dilemma.
Hi, guys. Me and my ex love the podcast. We are always laughing about it together, discussing trash men and taking on your great advice. This has inspired me to write in my mad drama.
Okay.
For context, I live in a uni house with 3 queer women and 1 straight girl who is oblivious to the drama occurring.
Okay.
And one of these housemates is my ex-girlfriend, who is my best friend.
Oh, okay.
She is in a new, totally healthy relationship, so finds it really funny listening to the mess of my personal life.
I bet she does.
Has descended into...
Lucky escape.
No, I'm left to you. That is shit.
Recently, I discovered some sexual tension between me and one of my housemates who is in an open relationship. Let's call her Lorena.
Okay.
It started last October with a lot of flirting and touching, discussing our connection in a jokey way, but nothing solid has happened beyond that. I thought it was over when I went home for Christmas, but I made it back to uni in March after lockdown, and it has just got even messier with more intense flirting.
Oh.
She likes to play a lot of games, like being all over me when we are drunk and having deep chats with me until 3 a.m. nights. But then the next day, she will avoid me and discuss Tinder or flirting with others to make me jealous.
Yeah, no sis, you can't do that
to
me.
No, you can't switch it up on me like that.
After a while, I got annoyed at the inconsistency and lack of communication and thought I would play a game of my own.
Okay.
I started flirting game with
player.
My... challenge accepted.
Player number one.
Fight! I started flirting with another housemate, Flo, instead to piss her off, but it massively backfired.
Oh, what is that ever worse?
Exactly, baby.
And it just led to Flo being added into the flirting
now
between
you've
got
Flo into the mix.
Now she's going to have to Flo herself out.
What do you mean?
Being used as a pawn in this game between me and Lorena.
Oh, God.
I don't want to confront Lorena about this as it could make things difficult in the house and she could easily deny anything is going on between us as we don't discuss our feelings at all. It just happens. So what should I do? I am staying in the city for another year, but she leaves to go back home to France in August and I want to have some closure to this. Figure out what is happening between us or move on. I want to remain friends, but can't see how this works out with unresolved feelings and sexual tension brewing. Even when I try to break away and find myself someone new to be interested in, she pulls me back.
It's actually not by force that you have to have someone there.
Sorry if this is long. Wanted to hear your response, my ex included.
Do you know what? You have to be the bigger person, like, and remove yourself from this because it's like...
It's not even that deep.
It's not
to
really
make...
that deep, to be honest with you. But if someone is flirting with you one day and then acting like you don't exist the next day...
Take that one.
Exactly. I would pay more attention to that.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember like the office or summer party? You make friends with someone.
Yes.
No, that used to make me so
it's
annoyed.
Actually despicable.
You spend the whole night together. You do shots
you
together. You dance.
Everything.
And then the next day in the office, when you make it see, they don't say a word.
They don't say a word.
Nothing.
I'm like, wait. You're like, I shared my life with you. Like, exactly.
I thought I made a new friend.
Mm-hmm. No.
And they just don't say a word to you.
Exactly. That happens
all the time.
Often in the office. And this is a similar sort of thing. I just think that, like, yeah, I pay attention to the behaviour that seems more realistic. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And I feel like her airing you is like her true feelings. Do you know what I mean? Because they're so bizarre to me that one night we can be... Basically, what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't take the flirting as anything more than what it is.
Yeah.
Because if you can switch it on and off like that so quickly, then clearly it's just in the moment. Do you know what I mean? But I would just stop flirting back, or I would have a conversation and be like, do you know what? When we flirt, I have a good time, but the next day you air me, so I'd rather just not do this at all. But you didn't need to bring Flo into the mix, because Flo was minding her business.
Flo was like flowing in the corner.
Like, she was minding her business. She didn't need to bring her in. And from what I'm hearing, it sounds like not like you crave drama, but like
kind of loves it here.
Yeah, you kind of love it. Like, you kind of love it, kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? I think you just need to just chill and just fall back. It's okay to not have drama.
Unless you see this woman being in your life or this person in your life and you want to make it work, then say something. But if you don't, and she's going back to France anyway, so
exactly,
you
might as well. It doesn't sound like that much of an issue to her. Like,
I can't lie, I differ with you guys, you know.
What's your thoughts?
Unless you fuck.
Really? You think it's built up sexual
tension? Yeah, unless you fuck.
Just fuck one time.
No, literally, I feel like one night just fucking get it.
Won't you
just
feel like shit the next day?
Because it depends how you see sex, sort of thing. Because sometimes, if you never had sex session with someone, like, I know if we fuck,
this will be over and done with.
We'll be able to carry on as we are, because all of this built up shit is just like, it's just choking me. Let me breathe. Let's fuck.
Breathe again.
Yeah, let's fuck. And then as we're housemates. Mm. She's in an open relationship, so they won't be cheating.
Yeah.
I say fuck.
Yeah, but how do you get to that fuck, though?
When we start flirting, put it on her, man.
Yeah, exactly. Just lips.
Yeah, just like...
With consent.
With consent, of course.
With consent.
But like, ask lips, man. Yeah, like, just do it. Just fuck.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like...
It's not that deep.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like... Even the way you've written it doesn't sound like it's that deep to you. I think you just kind of want, like, some extra opinions.
Like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly, but...
Because sometimes when nothing happens, it feels bigger than what it is. Like, oh, I don't know, shit, are we a thing? Are we not a thing? Even when you watch a film and they do the whole, like, storyline of should they, will they, won't they? That sort of, like, you don't know. Once they do it, okay, that's
probably not even going to be that great.
That's
and then you're then. Like, oh, okay, wow. Right, cool.
I don't know. I think
you've got three options there.
But
who wants to be a millionaire?
Leave Flo alone.
Yeah, please don't bring her in the mix.
Flo alone.
Hurting someone else's feelings for no reason.
Yeah.
I do like that name. Such a cute little name, Flo.
She made up really good names. Sorry.
Yeah, she did. They were
I just noticed that she wants to be referred to today. They made up really good names. My bad. Okay, next dilemma.
Next dilemma.
Okay, cool.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, okay. Hi, lovely ladies. Every Wednesday, it's a celebration when I listen to you guys, and I'm really grateful for the consistent good vibes. So, Milena, Audrey, and Tolly, keep doing the Lord's work.
Aww.
I'll jump right in.
Amen.
I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years, and everything is amazing. Now that it's summer and Corona's leaving the building, I mean, it ain't, but sure. Our friendship groups are merging, and we are spending time doing fun group activities, which I love. I asked my boyfriend before I met his friends if he has any history of any of his female friends.
Okay.
And he's let me know that there is one person in his peripheral friendship group, not the main group,
he had history with, which involved them being in a situationship that he ended 2 months before we met.
Right.
I'm cool with it because it all happened before me and she does not know that I'm aware of this information. I met said friend for the first time 2 months ago at a party and she seemed cool at first. I'm friendly with her as I don't want her to know that I know and also I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable, but she's consistently being standoffish because she doesn't want to be your friend.
It's actually not by force.
It's not, I have to be your friend. If I ever engage with a conversation, she keeps walking off. She never says hello or goodbye to me. She literally walks around me to greet other people and ignores me.
I'd be damned if I'm going to be begging you to say hello.
She's, however, still friendly with my boyfriend. Right. I enjoy spending time with my boyfriend's friends and I'm at the point where I will just start airing her back. Yes.
Yeah, you answered your dilemma.
Do I stop going to events with my boyfriend's people even if I don't want to? Or should I just start airing her back? Yes. Is this old thing going to be a problem? Thank you for any advice, love and light. It's not going to be a problem because she doesn't even want it to be a problem. Because exactly. She's just like, I just don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, what is this thing when people don't like you, you feel like you have to be friends with them? Yeah, Leave her alone. She's created the boundary.
Exactly.
Maybe she still has feelings for your boyfriend or whatever. Maybe she just, even if she doesn't, she's just like, I don't want to be friends with my ex's new girl.
I think, do you know what it is? I think when you're a type of person that wants to be like, not even liked by everybody, but liked by the people in that close proximity, you want to know why it is that that person doesn't like you. But do you know what I've learned? Why somebody doesn't like you is none of your business. Unless you've done something to them and now they've approached you. But you know, it's not by force.
In this situation, she knows.
She knows because it's the situation. Do you know what I mean? But I do. I get what you're saying.
But then wouldn't that make you feel uncomfortable then if you still like my boyfriend and you're hanging out with
him? No, because I'm the fucking girlfriend. So I'm going to play my position and I'm going to just live my best life. I can't come and die over one person.
Exactly.
It sounds like it's a big group of people. So she sounds like someone you can actually avoid if
and she's not even a close friend.
She's in the peripheral friendship group. So she's not that much of a factor. And I actually think that, like, I personally would prefer knowing where I stand with someone and not having support instead of having fake conversations and having small talk with someone.
She's very apparent.
You both don't fuck with each other. She doesn't fuck with you and you don't have to fuck with her back and just keep it moving.
Like, she's literally Casper the Friendly Ghost.
She walks away when you talk to her.
Yeah, she walks around.
How much more of a clue do you need?
I mean, sis.
She doesn't respond.
She doesn't say hello. Exactly. She doesn't say goodbye. She doesn't respond
even hello,
to you.
You know?
I understand that girl being like, I don't want to be mates with my ex-man's new thing. I don't want to.
Is it by force?
And that's the thing. That's what I mean by nice is bullshit. Because the girlfriend is doing it because I want to be a nice person.
Yeah.
It's performative.
She doesn't want it.
Yeah.
I rate it.
I actually rate the other girls. I rate it. I'm not gonna chat to you. I'm not gonna be fake with you.
I'm not gonna be nice to you. Like,
she's just not gonna chat to you.
I'm not gonna be horrible to you.
If she was going out of her way
to
be rude, then that's different. Then in that case, you speak to your boyfriend.
Yeah, it's just like you prick. It's just like an argument.
Because I've been in that situation before where Nick had a friend that I didn't like, but we had like history from back in the day. Like back in the day, like before we even met. And so we didn't really fuck with each other, but she was really good friends with him. And we always used to like see her out at events and stuff. And it was really awkward because she would acknowledge him and not acknowledge me. Do you know what I mean? And that was a problem for me because I feel like if you're going to come up to my man, like, you should acknowledge me.
So who the fuck
do you know what I mean? Like, you should acknowledge me if you're going to talk to my man in front of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember one time we saw her in Central and they were having a big conversation and she didn't acknowledge me.
But that's on Nick. And he's my girl, Audrey.
Exactly. And then after, because it happened a few times and I was like, oh, do you know what? We don't see her that often. It's actually not that deep, whatever. But then we started seeing her all the time. And then I spoke to him and I was like, you're going to have to tell her. If me and her were in a situation where we were out and we don't acknowledge each other, completely fine. That one I get. But you can't come up to my man and not acknowledge me.
I don't agree with you. I'm sorry.
I just find that mad. Like, you can't come up to my man and I'm standing there and you're talking to my man.
But you guys have a problem.
And you don't acknowledge me. I find that mad.
But you guys have a problem.
But no, but do you know what it is? My problem wasn't with her, actually. My problem was with Nick. Because I was like, either check her or don't be friends with her. I just feel like, I don't know, I just think it's, I don't know, I just find it, I just find it mad.
Me and you are beefing, Milena is my girl, you know Milena. Me and you are beefing.
Yeah.
If you see me and Milena out, why would you acknowledge me? Me and you don't fuck with each other.
No, but then don't you think that the guy should be loyal to you?
Yeah, it's the guy. It's on your partner at that point.
I spoke to him about it and I was like, because it happened a few times and I was like, oh, whatever. But then like, I just found it to be quite disrespectful. So I pulled him up on it. And then he dropped her out.
Yeah, it's up to him to drop her out. Or the next time he's going to be like, and this is my girl, this is my wife, Audrey. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what he should be
that
doing.
That is a level of respect. And do you know what's so funny? After that, we squashed it. Me and the girl squashed it. And then Nick was like, oh my God, you're cool with her now after all of that. And I was like, yeah, don't be friends with her again if you want. And
do you know what? Like, maybe no, I agree with that. The other girl because I'm that other girl. I don't like to be fake. It makes me feel physically uncomfortable in my body.
Yeah.
So if I don't fuck with you.
I just went against my advice with telling that story. I just realised.
No, but it's because you know, you've got history, so you've got to know your ways, you know? I'm sorry, if I was that old girl, I'm not talking to any girl.
Yeah. I think
if I don't want to. If exactly. I decided, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, I think this situation is different because they're in a group and she's trying to force a friendship with this person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's, yeah, she's doing too much.
I don't have to be your friend.
But yeah, the group thing, I get it. Cool. You don't have to be my friend. You don't have to acknowledge me. Cool. I'll hit you with the same kind of the way you're treating me. But if it's like a one-to-one thing and you're having like an hour conversation with my man there, yeah, cool. That is not on you. That's on him. But he needs to be like, there has to be a level of respect. Like, you don't have to have a conversation with her. But if we are in a like close environment like that, just say hi.
The thing is,
it's on him.
We never ever stick it on men. Men are the ones who allow other women to disrespect you.
100
They allow it. They allow it.
Yeah, it's so true.
Do you know, I've been in situations where like, no, you can't talk to her like that.
I love that.
Like, they allow it. Why should I be obsessed with how she's a little girlfriend and you're laughing with me?
Yeah, that's
why should that be a conversation we're having?
Yeah, you should.
Do you hate her?
You have to nip that in the bud.
Nip it in the bud.
But men want to be doing laughing with these girls. And it's not a joke, bro.
Because I will smile
at a guy at the bar and now you're acting mad.
Let me go talk to the boy that you had beef with when you were 15.
Yeah, oh my God.
I hate you.
Yeah,
I want you dead.
You're not loyal.
You're not loyal.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I got trust issues.
It's actually crazy.
I knew you wasn't the one.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's up to your boyfriend to be like, yo, be respectful. And if the girl doesn't want to, she doesn't want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sis, hold your head up high. You have a girlfriend.
You're the fucking girlfriend, man. Right, next, know your place. Hello, ladies. I must start by saying I love the podcast. It has kept me entertained throughout many long journeys, but has made trying to keep a straight face on TFL a challenge indeed. Anyways, the dilemma. Every dilemma starts like this. Anyways, I've been speaking to this guy for a few months now, and he's definitely progressing towards a relationship.
Okay.
He is amazing at communicating, gives me attention 24/7, dates every week, phone calls, FaceTime all the time. He's funny, family orientated, caring, emotionally available, and I'm sexually attracted to him.
So what is the problem?
What's the problem, then, sis? We also have the same birthday, so that felt like it was meant to be.
Oh,
however,
God.
He's not the best looking. Here we go. He's not the best looking.
What's it?
Doesn't dress the best and is shorter than I would like. I know that sounds very shallow, especially considering how great he is in every other aspect, but I do feel like it's holding me back. I do get a lot of male attention, so when sexy footballers or just tall, fine ass boys in general are DMing me, I can't help but feel temptation.
I completely understand, sis.
Despite not being in a relationship, I feel loyalties to him, as I know he is exclusive to me, and I do feel at peace and safe with him because I know he's just for me. In comparison to in the past, where boys have caused me endless stress and sleepless nights, as I know they're lying to me about where they are and who they're with. Therefore, I feel so guilty that after how good he is, something still feels missing.
Yeah, attraction.
Yeah, exactly that part. I know the boys in my DMs are better looking and taller, but they are...
This world is cold,
man. It really is. But they are likely unserious candidates. So I know deep down it's not worth throwing this away for boys who probably just like the look of me. But I also feel like I'm leading him on in my feelings are not as strong as his. Help us this out. What do I do? Thank you in advance if you get a chance to answer.
I feel like we talk about this often. This, like, you don't have to stay with somebody just because
they're nice to you.
They're nice. Honestly, please. I beg of you. I write about it in the book. Go and get that if you haven't, by the way.
Yeah, that's still
yeah, that is still available. Yeah, I write about it in the book. Like, I feel like in my situation, you feel like you're not worthy of that kind of love anywhere else, and you're afraid that you're not going to find it anywhere else. So in your mind, you have to stick to this person because you've had shit relationships before, but you will find that person. And like, why are you going to be with somebody that you're not attracted to?
Yeah, definitely. Do you know what?
You can't say it all like that.
I agree. I feel like, it's really hard because when...
I hear you fully.
Yeah, because when people list all those things, it's like, are you really going to throw all of this stuff
and
away?
And especially when you haven't had that.
Yeah, because she says she's sexually attracted to him as well. So Nah, it's actually like animal instinct is mad because you can want to fuck someone but think they're ugly. Do you know the juxtaposition of it all? It's actually kind of like weird.
It's the chemistry.
I think that honestly, women, the reason why you're thinking this and you're digging deeper for all these other qualities is because women are conditioned to believe that, oh, it's what he can do for you, blah, blah, blah.
Beauty and the beast.
We're not taught that attraction is important to us. Yep. We're taught that, oh, so long as a man can provide security and he's this and he's that. But primal instinct is attraction. That's the first thing that like brings you closer together. It's the first thing that makes you attracted to someone. So I feel like if that is lacking, it is going to manifest itself later on in the relationship. 100%. Like it really, really will. Like the only reason why right now you guys are sweet is because it's early days, so you're in the honeymoon period. Mm-hmm. Once that honeymoon period goes from honey to friggin'
salt,
yeah, you're gonna resent him,
and you're gonna cheat on him.
She already wants to entertain the guys in her DMs.
And any argument, look at you, fucking short prick.
Yeah, exactly. Straight away, you don't have to be the clapped guy because he's nice to you.
Definitely,
you don't have to be. But also, you're not exclusive. Date all these other men.
He's exclusive.
That's his problem.
To him.
You haven't told him that we're in a relationship.
That part.
I reckon sometimes it might be even worth entertaining these other guys, and then they'll be like, if they do show their asses, it's like, I do want to be with this person. Do you know what I mean?
Test yourself, like Toby.
Yes. It's not even a testing. It's just like, you're single and you're dating multiple people. And then sometimes you're going to see, like, yeah, actually, I don't want this person. Or that man in your DM that's very good looking tall and a footballer could also be emotionally intelligent, nice to you and kind to you and all of that as well.
100%.
Like, those options are also always there. And like, niceness and kindness is not exclusive to clapped guys.
Exactly.
I mean, they tend more to be because they have to be. But good looking men also can have these qualities as well. So 100%. I feel like you should date those other good looking men as well. That's what I think.
Definitely.
Date everyone.
I totally agree. I think that, like, yeah, all those things are not, like, good looking people can be nice as well.
Exactly.
I mean, trust me, we know.
I mean, duh, look at us.
I mean, exhibit A, B, and C. So yeah, don't shit on ugly good looking people. It's actually not fair to judge us like this.
Yeah. We are good people too.
It's hard enough with all this pretty privilege. You know what I mean? Like, people just assume that, like, we're rude and
people.
So, like, I mean, come on, give good looking people a chance. I mean, life is hard enough for us as it is.
Yes, it is. We're good looking, we're rich, we have lovely personalities.
The list is endless. Do you know what I mean? So give them good looking men a chance. It's okay.
And I think that's how nice men get you. They're so nice and kind to you that you feel like, if I do anything, I'm cheating on them. But you're not cheating on him. You're not with
him. If he wants to be exclusive, that's his personal
good
problem.
For him.
Exactly. And if you want to be hurt, that's also your problem because I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, you're not. Exactly. So yeah,
I'm entertain everyone. Sorry.
Same. I do think that attraction is very important. I don't think that, like, unfortunately, all those other things you listed, if you don't fancy him, it actually, in the grand
scheme, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't really matter.
He's your mate. I've got mates that are like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I got mates that have all those good qualities and they find them attractive and they're my mate.
And they're in the friend zone. So, yeah, attraction is key, ladies. Mm-hmm. Remember that.
And you're allowed to be with men you find attractive.
Oh my God, you should be.
You have every right to be with your type.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. All this, do you remember that time during Twitter when everyone's like, yeah, but does your type like you? They can. Like, you're allowed to be with your type. This is what I want.
And even if they don't like me back, I still like them. So.
Yeah. I'll find them.
I'll be there.
One of them will like me back.
Exactly. All I need is one.
Shit.
So, yeah.
Right, last dilemma?
Last dilemma.
Hi, ladies. Thanks so much for being the safe platform that allows me to even open up about what's happening in my life. I've been listening for 3 years strong and love the content.
Thank you.
So basically, my mum passed away last year, which was really tough on me, my three sisters, and my dad. She was sick for a long time. Long story short, 9 months later, my dad has moved on with a lady from Brazil after 30 years of marriage. It's not just that he's moved on, but he's 59 and she's 30. I know the age gap isn't the main concern. He's never met her and he's flying from South Africa to visit her and travel around Spain for 3 months after meeting on Tinder.
Oh my God.
No such thing as casual dating then, vacation, you know?
No, clearly.
She has an Insta page with loads of pictures with her tits out, fake merch she's selling, stock images. She has 4,000
like 90-day fiancé.
Literally. She has 4,000 plus followers, which only has 8 likes on her photos. Suspicious.
Why are you doing her for engagement?
No, because she's clearly bought those followers.
Doing up insides. And all the likes are from middle-aged white men. Vomit face.
She's looking out for her dad.
I feel like my dad is being catfished, taken advantage of because he's in a vulnerable position and he seems to be naive after not being in a dating pool for so long. Please help me to approach this issue with him. Let it go because I've tried to come to him with it before and he's super defensive. I also feel like he's just looking out for himself, not knowing that this is super weird territory for his daughters, imagining him with someone else except my mum. I know you guys will have some interesting thoughts on this. Thanks so much for taking the time. Love you guys.
Oh my God, this is... Wow, this is probably the most interesting dilemma I think we've ever had. I'm actually not... Yeah, I actually think it is.
Because it's like...
There's so many elements, I don't even know where to begin unpacking.
Okay, so the first thing I'll say is, because her thingy, her title is My Dad Moved On Too Quick. I think if your mum was sick for a long time, he probably started already. Like you don't know what they were, you don't know what conversations they had before she actually died. And again, I'm sorry for your loss, but that relationship has probably ended from him before she actually lost her life. So I think, do you know what I mean? I think that's probably worth considering in terms of her thinking about timing and how quick it is and whatever. And it might also be too quick and it might just be him not knowing how to cope. He's been in a relationship with a woman for 30 years and I don't think he can probably fathom what life looks like on his own. He's 59, so he's still relatively quite young. So that's half his life that he's been with someone. So now he's trying to figure out what to do with the rest of his life, which has still got a long time to go by the grace of God. He doesn't know how to figure that out without having a partner. So straight away, he just wants I just want someone.
Right.
100%. And I can understand that yearning and that craving for just someone.
Yes.
And when you're in this vulnerable position, of course, some fake account from Brazil can then catch you
off.
And her body looks great. She's got her tits out. And he's probably trying to find a resurgent of life again. I mean, he's lost life. He's lost a part of him. 100%. So he definitely wants a new insert of life. Something that feels different. Something that feels new. Something that feels exciting. And in terms of like trying to... All you can do is warn him about what's happening. This thing is quite popular. I'm probably more aware of the internet than you are. Like people get catfished all the time. There's like whole TV shows about it. Like it is a thing that's known and that's a big deal. So once you told him that and he's defensive, I know it sounds horrible, but he's going to have to learn for himself.
I was going to say that. And I know it's difficult for you to understand that he's not being mindful of you guys' feelings and, you know, how what you're saying to him and stuff like that. But then also you need to realise that, as Tolly said, he's lost part of his life. He's grieving. He is mourning. And he's trying to figure out how to live life without this person that, you know, is home to him.
He's going to live half of his life.
Yeah, exactly. So I know it's obviously easier for us to say because we're not in that position. And if we were, it would be mad. But he has to learn on his own.
Yeah, literally. All I would do is that. Mom, dad, this happened, you know. Don't move mad. I'm trying to think if I was in that situation. I'd warn my mom, like, mom, this is a thing. Like, people dupe people all the time, sort of thing. And if she's not listening, she just has to learn.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree. I also think that,
it's weird, though. It's weird.
A hard one because obviously you're grieving and now you've got to deal with this. And it just seems like an extra layer of a situation to add on to, like, already... difficult situation, so I definitely understand it. But I do think, as the girls have said, we do need to apply some sort of sensitivity. And I think that, like, to me, that sounds like your dad went into panic mode because he's got three girls. I don't know whether you all live at home, whether you've moved out, but he's probably crippled by the thought of loneliness. Do you know what I mean? And I think he's jumped into something really quickly to obviously try and replace your mum and that relationship that he's like yearning. And I think what Tolly said was a really, really good point. You don't know what conversations, like, first of all, I always like to make this point about, because it's something that I had to learn about and I wrote about it in the book, understanding that our parents' relationships are separate to our relationships with them and not inserting ourselves in their relationships. Like my parents, like, I look at them separately. Like before, I used to like be so invested and like...
And it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard because obviously you love them both and you want them to be happy. But then I was like, no, this is not my problem. They had a relationship before I was even born. Do you know what I mean? They've got their own code of conduct and they've got their own... You know, they've got their own way of doing things and we kind of have to learn to separate ourselves. Do you know what I mean? So I don't think you should like invest too much energy in like what your mum would have wanted and stuff like that because you simply don't know. And it was their relationship and that was private to them. I totally agree. There's nothing you really can do apart from let him know that this is a thing. Do you know what I mean? And show him the receipts. Like, give him the receipts and just be like, dad.
Yeah, even if you watch an episode.
Watch off Catfish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, put Catfish on in the background, MTV with Julie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Let him know that, like, this is a real thing, and just let him, like, see, like, show him the receipts, like, oh, you know, this is how people move, so just be careful. I don't think that, like, he sounds like he's so far gone. I don't think there's anything you can actually say or do.
And if you ever watch a Catfish episode or you ever watch a 90 Day Fiancé, their friends and family try to, but they literally don't learn until it happens to them. Mm. Like, they just don't. It's because they are sure they have this connection. Mm. They're like, but this person says they love me and we FaceTime. And they do all of this stuff. And it's just one of those things where, like, you're just going to have to learn.
Yeah. No, Catfish is actually mad.
And so is 90 Day Fiancé.
It's actually a mad sport.
And you know what? Every time I watch it, I feel so sorry for those people because it's like, when they find out, they just can't believe it because they...
Did you see the girl that thought that Chris Brown was sending her
person,
money?
Yeah, this person swindled
them. No, but he did send $10,000. Dollars.
No, that's mad.
And it's always people that their story is that they'd feel like they've never been loved before. Yeah, they've lost their
partner. They've been
bullied. They're lonely. Yeah, it's always like a Audrey.
No, Audrey. Like, because the thing is, obviously I have empathy in it. Do you know what I mean? Like, on some levels. But then I also don't because... It's 2021. I'm sorry. There's way too much technology. Catfishing back in the day, I completely get it. If someone wants to pen pal you and they're catfishing, I get it. But, like, why don't you just ask to FaceTime? That will end this whole thing. If every time you say, can we FaceTime, they don't want to FaceTime, that's a problem.
There are certain things I'm like, are you an idiot?
Some of them are wild. Like, I know that...
Like, they've never spoken on the phone.
Exactly. Like, the extreme ones where people actually... will do madnesses, like, of course. But some of them, I'm like, babes.
Yeah, there was this guy on 90 Day Fiancé, and he had been with this girl in the Ukraine for 7 years.
I know that one.
Never spoken to her. And the only time she would speak to him was if he paid for it on a website.
Yeah. Oh,
and he sat in a restaurant for five hours
waiting.
He's been
to
the Ukraine five times and she's never turned up.
But then it's mad because one time she turned up.
She did turn up. She was real.
Of course she was real.
What about Caesar?
It's really mean to do that. The new one for Julie. This was a young black girl. Like in her 20s, right? And this, she's been catfished. I'm like, you can't believe this in your 20s. Like, surely you're more sharp.
No, exactly.
You're more sharp.
You grew up online.
Yeah, so you know, like, the internet is literally part of your life. It was her best friend that was in the internet the whole time.
Her best friend hates her.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, no, it's actually, it's wild. But yeah, just show your dad that and hopefully he, oh, it's really sad.
Yeah, but I don't think your dad's going to listen. I think he's
got to let him do what he's doing.
He needs this. And the most you can do is, if it does all blow up in his face, be there for him on the other
end. Exactly. And don't do what I told you so.
Yeah.
That's it. Just say, daddy can't.
If this girl is fake and it doesn't go well, he's going to relive the loss of your mum. There's going to be a lot.
She's a witch, you know. Especially because I would assume that the dad has confided in her and told the story.
These people don't care.
No, they don't. They want their peace and their
visa. Do you know what it is, Audrey? Because when you listen to their story, you get why they're doing it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you know what I mean?
So. Yeah, like, yeah, 100%.
You get why they're doing it. I've got kids, I've got no money, blah, 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 blah. I'm just trying to find an escape plan.
And it's kind of like light work.
Everyone's got a fucking story.
Yeah.
So it's literally that. But yeah. Oh God, I hope you guys were right and I hope you are looking after yourself and you're okay and dealing with your mother's death. All the love in the world to you. That is it, right, for this episode?
That's it
for this episode of Your Receipts. Thank you guys so much for sending your receipts over. If you've got any dilemmas, please send it to
dilemmas@thereceiptspodcast.co.uk.
That's dilemmas@thereceiptspodcast.co.uk. Please. Thank you very much. I've been your girl, Tommy T.
This episode is brought to you by Spotify. Just call me Audrey.
Yeah. And your mamacita, Milena Sanchez.